sisters are cruising the parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
If these walls could talk to me, I'd politely decline. I don't need to look behind to see a future I'll deny. Dinner dates of late, feeling more like killing time. Staring at our plates all night, shaking salt to kill the quiet. Stitching of the sea, now a distant memory. I think both of us been thinking it, but no one wants to say. Hope and trouble go away, or maybe trouble should stay. Chart out how to rock this boat and forget how to hope. I'll think of open oceans and the beauty you embrace, and at some point it'll fade till you just drift away. Won't you
WMFO from the latest record, Another Other, that is Try, from Kingsley Flood. The Black Cheers gave you Your Breaking Up. Big Giant with Until I Left LA. Telemore with Midnight at the Drive-Thru Window. Made me just a little hungry. Only a little, because I ate a whole lot before I went on the air. Yeah. Started that all off with Pale Monsters with Everybody Take What You Can Take from their latest EP of the same name. Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Whoopee Sticks are almost ready. They'll be on in about 20 minutes or so. And they'll be playing live for you. And then they'll talk a little later. But in the meantime, let's play some more music. Because that's what we're here for.
But you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not. Crazy roller coaster ride.
Human mutation, alienation factor.
You're listening to On the Town, Mikey D. That was Diablo Gato with El Matador. Before that was Juliana Hatfield with I Want to Want You. Nice IP here gave you Dancing in Seven. Jennifer Teft Band gave you Roller Coaster. Doug McDonald Band and On the Town with Mikey D alum gave you Jason's Record Store from the Lightning Head album. And speaking of On the Town with Mikey D alums, meet the latest one, Whoopi Stix.
All right, this first song is called The Hedonist versus the Subjunctive.
All right, let's do it. It's your stupid bitch! It's your stupid bitch! It's your stupid bitch! It's your stupid bitch! Good work, yeah! Good work, yeah! Good work, yeah! It's your stupid bitch!
Thank you.
All right, this next song is called Molecular Mom.
All right.
All right, all right.
Next local show is, I believe, October 2nd at O'Brien's.
Oh.
And we got a lot of shows in between then and after that, but a lot of out-of-state shows.
Oh, yeah. We're
playing the Borough in St. Albans, Vermont on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We got Frederick, Maryland on September 9th, Westfield, Massachusetts, September 16th. Then it's a lot of faraway stuff.
Lots of farm degrees.
But here we are here.
Where are we?
91.5.
WMFO. 91.5. That's what you're listening to. And we're Whoopee Sticks.
Hey. Look at us go.
thanks for having us. It's been great so far. Only just a little bit nervous.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening and being so nice, radio people. You're so great.
If you got any song requests, we can't honor them, but
or play them probably.
We got a few more.
we got some a lot songs more.
We have so many songs.
We have so many songs for you.
We can't play a lot of them.
We can't play a lot of them.
That's okay. So we have plenty of songs that we can't play, which
called
we're excited
one
to play. All right, this is our sort of love song.
Yeah, it's a love song.
Yeah, about mumbling.
Yeah, you mumble when you're in love.
Or when you want someone to like you and you can't have a conversation. Really the point. It's more like unrequited
love. You're like
love
a great little mumble.
That's exactly what I sound like when I mumble.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a different kind of love song we got coming up next. This one's called Ice Cream and Vandalism. And, you know, maybe you might fall in love that way. But both with those things separately or together.
I sure
don't know.
Have.
Oh, God, I'm already bleeding. How did I do that?
Already? Already? I'm not even bleeding yet.
We're so hardcore.
Show it to the camera. Oh, wait.
Show it to the mic.
Show it to...
All right. This has a lot of lyrics. We're going to try to do it. It's going to be on our next release.
Ooh, what a nice release you got there.
Some people
everyone's been talking about. That's so cool.
Okay.
But it's not cool, kids.
C-I-N-O.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay. I can do it. I can do it.
You can do it.
This one's about current events.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. Some have aged a little bit, but it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul, lead on bass. Lead bass. Please.
This next song is called Wiener for a Day.
Because don't you ever wonder what it'd be like to have one of those?
You got one already.
What?
No.
No.
What?
You lost it?
And it's gone now.
Are you listening to WMFO 91.5?
All right.
And we're Whoopi Sticks.
All right.
Yeah.
using all the swears.
That was fork, like the utensil, not
fork, the
other word.
The utensil.
Yeah.
Fork. That is on our latest release, Surprising Forky. Squirts.
Forky. Yeah, it was a we released that about 2 weeks ago, I'd say.
August.
Yeah, beginning of August, which is the month we're in now, and it's got 5 songs on it.
Five.
I think we played about 3 of those 5, if not all of them.
Ain't that?
And that's available on Bandcamp. You just go on, you know, Bandcamp or Google or whatever, and you type in, you know, Bandcamp Whoopee Sticks, and it shows up. And we got a couple of releases there, you know, along with the Surprising Squirts.
Oh.
And
surprising.
You know, you can check out our show dates on there and everything else you want to know.
Right.
You can buy a thing. But really, you can just buy one at a show.
Or you can just listen to it for free on YouTube.
Or the radio.
Vimeo. If you just really want to listen to it, you can just ask us and we'll give you a CD. Because we're just excited anytime that someone actually wants to. You're like, whoa, that's so cool. Thanks.
What?
Thanks.
You
work really hard on it. Alright. Sniffing the mic. Ready?
This one's for Nate. Oh. I don't know if he's listening.
He's probably not.
He's a radio guy. He's a radio guy. He's all about it.
He's listening in Salem? He can listen to the recording.
On a comp out of Philadelphia.
Oh, for the Hook Journal.
That's right. And I'm sure there's a, you know, just Google the Hook Journal. I don't know their link or whatever.
I think it's just the Hook Journal on Facebook or
Emily
on Instagram.
Fam.
It's run by Emily. And if you're an independent band and you want to play in Philadelphia, she's a really nice person and a good contact. And we slept on her floor, which was a really nice floor.
Oh.
So she just goes above and beyond
nice
for
floor.
Bands.
Such and a nice lady.
We love her.
She moved the best start human. Time of the show so we would make it on time.
Yeah, we did not prepare.
You know, maybe I shouldn't mention that, but it happens to everybody, so it's okay, you know?
It sure does.
We didn't plan for
traffic. It humbled us. It really did.
All the other bands were very nice about it.
So nice.
Where did we play? The Pharmacy? That was a really cool.
Pharmacy.
They record in the basement. And anyway, that's a cool spot if you go to Philly. All right.